I'm Callie Crossley. New Bedford has one of the highest dropout rates in Massachusetts, in a city where little more than half of the students at New Bedford High School graduate in 4 years. The focus in the media is often on the negative, the students who didn't make it, the problems they faced, the odds that got the best of them. Filmmaker Jason Pollock has set out to shift that focus by showcasing students in his new film that beat the odds and stayed in high school to graduate. Jason joins me now in the studio. He's the creator of Undroppable, a social media campaign and documentary in the making about students graduating against the odds. Jason, welcome.
What a beautiful introduction. Thank you so much.
So first, tell us about how you got interested in this subject about high school dropouts. We know that you're a filmmaker and you do documentaries, but this particular subject.
Well, I was Michael Moore's assistant for 3 years, and I made Fahrenheit 9/11 with him, and I saw how in 2004 you could really have an impact with a piece of content in an election cycle. And so I wanted to kind of replicate that model in a nonpartisan way around something. So my first film is called The Youngest Candidate, which is about teenagers that run for political office in America. And I use that as a tool to get kids really excited about voting and getting involved. And when I was filming that, we were in high schools a lot, because I was filming with 18-year-old kids who were running for office. And being in high schools, I was just so amazed and in love with what was going on there, talking with kids every day. And as a media activist, I guess you would say, I want to make films that have a big ripple effect, you know? And I think that of all the topics and of all the issues in our society, the wars, clean energy, food, all of these things that we see all these documentaries about, nothing is more important than education. Education is the silver bullet to fix all of this. On Wall Street and in DC, they're fighting about the economy right now, but I truly believe that we're never going to pull ourselves out of this economic funk unless we fixed our education system first.
Were you surprised, because your focus is on the dropout rate, we're going to get to those that made it, but were you surprised at how high the dropout rate is nationally, and we can talk about locally here too?
Well, I mean, I've been following the issue for many years, so I knew the situations, and when I pitched this project originally, I would use the term, which I don't like to say, but dropout factories, and that's a very easy, bleak term to understand. If you tell someone that who's not in the education space, they clearly get what's going on. I actually try to stay away from the statistics in this film. We are bombarded with these negative statistics of dropout rate numbers and teen pregnancy rate numbers. We know that these areas have those problems. So I'm going to areas where we know that they have this issue, and I'm trying to change the conversation by showing the kids that are actually making it through.
All right. So the film is, you're filming in six schools, one of which is New Bedford, Massachusetts, and you were just filming there this weekend. I'm going to talk to you about that in a second. But other places are L.A., Chicago, Philadelphia, Missouri, and Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes, ma'am.
A real mix.
Yes, yeah. We really wanted to get a cross-section of America. Our educational partner is called the Get Schooled Foundation, who's partnered with the Gates Foundation and Viacom. And they are in 150 schools in America, some of the hardest hit schools, helping them, giving them juice. They're running national attendance challenges. So I've been working with them for about a year and a half, and they helped me, as they were basically my conduit into a number of these schools. I really wanted to go into the schools the right way. You know, I've had friends as independent filmmakers try to get into schools. It's very difficult. And in many ways, I respect the process. You know, we have to protect our children. And there are many people in the media who want to use these kids in a negative way. So the conversation began with Get Schooled, and then I explained to them what I was doing, and then they helped me and introduced me to their schools. And I did not go to a school until the assistant superintendent, the superintendent, the principal all said, you know, come on in. And the first six are the ones you just listed, and that's why we're there.
All right. I'm speaking with Jason Pollock. He's a creator of Undroppable. It's a social media campaign and a documentary. Let's listen to Neelan Rose of New Bedford, Massachusetts. He's featured in Undroppable, and here's some of his story.
From 4 to 15, I was a foster kid. I mean, my mom had a real bad drug problem. She smoked crack, sniffed coke. I've been in, like, mad foster homes. I got kicked out of mad of them, off of fighting. I went to 2 crisis centers. And I've been in jail, like, county. I've been in there, like, 3 times. But I've been doing good, though, because the judge said that if I graduate, they're going to waive my probation.
At the end of each of these little vignettes, each of these kids say, and I am undroppable.
Yes.
And that's to let us know that they made it out. Because when you listen to that, you think, how could anybody make it,
right? I know, I know. I am undroppable is our It Gets Better, basically. And I think that I am undroppable can become a phrase. Like It Gets Better is for bullying. I am undroppable, we hope to make the phrase around education. And we're really going to start pushing out a viral video campaign where any school can have their kids say that. Kids are so empowered by that phrase for some reason. They really respond to it. But, you know, when you hear Keelan's story, it's absolutely unbelievable that he graduated high school. And it's really a credit to New Bedford, actually, and the interesting models that they've created there. Keelan graduated because of a school called the Wailing City High School there, which is the alternative high school. There's about 70 kids in this high school. Most of the kids in the high school have a juvenile record, like Keelan, and would be kicked out of the regular high school every day for the way that they act. This high school has correctional facility workers at it who understand the complex issues that these kids have, teachers that understand the complex issues that these kids have. They have two teachers to every five student ratio in many of their classes. So they really can get hands-on with these kids and help them get through, which is really important to me, because if Keelan didn't have Wailing City, Keelan would probably be on the streets or back in jail. And instead, he's got a diploma, which is a huge difference. Right now, in many states, Congress and state senators are taking money from schools and giving it to jails. That, to me, is one of the worst things. And that's happening all over this country right now. Instead of taking that money and giving it to jail, let's create models like Wailing City all over America and stop that flow of getting people into jails and let's give them diplomas instead.
The little piece that we just heard from Keelan, I said, Neelan, let me correct that, is featured on a YouTube website and many other places. You are in a full frontal social media campaign with this, and 71,000 views for some of the videos. Tell us about why that part of it is so important.
So in making and producing my first film, The Youngest Candidate, in 2009, I realized very quickly that no one was going to see it unless I figured out creative ways to get it out there. It was a small budget film and we didn't have any more money for it. So in 2009, out of desperation of being a filmmaker and wanting people to see my film, I kind of threw myself into social media, not as a marketer, but as someone who just wanted people to see my baby, you know, this thing that I had worked on for 5 years. And throughout 2009, I learned Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all of these things. It was a very early time in social, even though it was just 3 years ago. So much has happened since then. And I built an audience of 60,000 followers by June of 2009. Ashton Kutcher reached out to me through the Twitterverse and offered me a full-time job at his company in Los Angeles. I worked at Catalyst for 6 months, and since the beginning of 2010, after I left my contract there, I basically have been an independent social media consultant helping different celebrities and brands utilize these tools. So because I had this unique tool belt, I wanted to combine these skills that I had learned with my documentary storytelling skills and make something in a new way. So I'm coining the phrase social media documentary with this project, and I'm saying this is the first true social media documentary. And what I mean by that is I'm running a social media campaign at the same time as I'm producing my film. Normally, you wouldn't see this content until the film has been picked up and distributed, but I'm starting a year before my film is even done, and I'm going to wrap the two together in a way that really has never been done before. And it's exciting to be able to say that, and strange to be able to say that, but social media is so new that if you get it, you really can innovate in exciting ways on the platform.
My guest is Jason Pollock. He's a creator of Unstoppable. It's a documentary about high school students who may have dropped out but didn't because they're unstoppable. He lives in L.A. He has 100,000 of his own followers out there
that
in
so
cyberspace. But you, well, it's undroppable. I said unstoppable. So they're unstoppable and they're undroppable.
They are.
You have some powerful partners, too. Adam McKay, co-founder of Funny or Die website. His movies are Anchorman and The Other Guys. The Yahtzee CEO, Sharon Chang. She's a former chief executive officer for 19 Entertainment and shows American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance, or blockbusters that she sort of guided. Talent manager Scooter Braun, who of Carly Mae Jepsen is one of his clients. Call me maybe fame.
Well, he's also Justin Bieber's manager.
Well, I was going to say that. You beat me to that.
Sorry.
And Jason Bieber has already tweeted about this film.
Yeah, Justin tweeted 3 weeks ago. Yes. He decided to tweet a video from a girl from Iowa named Cynthia Gallardo, whose video is absolutely unbelievable. And it got 65,000 views in a matter of days, and it was incredible to see that happen. The power of social media now is truly incredible, and you think about the fact that Justin can push a button and 65,000 people will watch a video. I mean, times they are changing.
Yeah, they are. Again, the videos, as you said, you've posted some of them. You've got interviews with 60 teachers and students from the six schools that are in there. Let's listen to 19-year-old Darius Payne. He, again, is from New Bedford, where you were filming this weekend. He's a part of an alternative program offered through the New Bedford Public School System, and he's featured in the documentary Undroppable.
I felt helpless and useless because I was just sitting there wasting away. And I thought to myself, it's like, without an education, I might as well just stay in this bed and sit here and waste away, rot away. I'm in a program called the Middle College, which is offered through New Bedford High School and Bristol Community College.
I also want us to listen to Janelle. Now, she's not in the film, but she's a part of the social media campaign that we've talked about.
Correct.
And she's at New Bedford High School, because there's a point I want to make with this. So let's listen to Janelle's story.
I got to high school as a freshman. I was horrible. My mom seen that report card. She was so surprised. Like, what am I doing wrong? I was getting suspended, getting into fights. I barely was going to school. It hit me really hard when I seen, like, I really was feeling, like, when they told me that I wasn't going to graduate on time. So, like, I was picking up my grades and everything. And, like, there's always these kids that always try to bring you down. It's not even adults. It's the kids. And I just snapped. I'm a type of person, I can hold so much, but when I snap, actually, I got arrested that day. I got charged with assault battery, and I got locked up. So much ran through my mind being in that small room. Like, I was like this is not the life I want. I didn't want this.
The reason I wanted to play all of those back-to-back is to point out that, you know, nowhere in there are they talking about their schoolwork as an issue for them. They got all of these life issues, these obstacles that are weighing them down, so they can't concentrate or they can barely concentrate on school.
That's right.
I don't think a lot of people understand the link to dropout rates has to do with that.
That's right. So many of these kids, I've interviewed hundreds of kids now. We have 72 kids and students, teachers and students on the website. You can watch up to 2 hours, youtube.com/undroppable. They have so many complex issues that school is just not the priority. And, you know, every one of them talks about different things that's impacting their lives. But the bottom line is that it's poverty in America. And I think that in, you know, this campaign and my film, a deep layer of it is going to be the impact of poverty on America, and also how we perceive these poor kids. You know, right off the bat, we write them off. In many ways, you know, we talk about racism towards African Americans or Latinos or immigrants or gay people, but there is so much discrimination in America right now against the poor and against these poor kids who never had a chance, no one ever gives them a chance, and they deal and grow up with so much stress in their lives. You know, it's pretty obvious and understandable why they're not getting to school every day. But they're so much smarter than people think they are.
In New Bedford, the annual dropout rate went down last year, 7.1% from 8.1% last year. But we should note that the statewide dropout rate is 2.7. So, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. I wanted to point out that a few months ago, about a half year ago, I talked with a filmmaker, Dan Habib, who did a film called Who Cares About Kelsey? Same kind of deal, looking at one student's experience in an intervening one-on-one situation to keep her in school. That's the kind of programs that have to be there, I guess, what you're saying too in your film, to help these students get past all this.
Absolutely. I mean, we have to get creative. There's no right or wrong answers right now. We need to create as many models as we can to try to fix this dropout problem, and which one and the ones that work, we need to run with them and replicate them. New Bedford is a great example of a city that is a good size so that they can create these creative models. A bigger city wouldn't be able to run around and make these different models so quickly because there's so much more red tape in a bigger city. But New Bedford has these incredible models. The middle college model that Darius Payne was referring to is a great idea. Basically, they're saying to kids, okay, you're having trouble going to the regular school. You have a lot of complex issues in your life. Well, we're going to pay for you to go to the community college. You're going to take community college classes. You're going to be in a college setting. You're going to get your high school credits and you're going to get community college credits. And we're going to pay for that so that when you graduate, and it's paid for by New Bedford High School, those kids get to walk with their class and then go on and do amazing things instead of, you know, be on the streets.
All right. The film is Undroppable. The filmmaker is Jason Pollock. It's not finished yet, that film, but you can find links to the work in progress on our website, WGBHnews.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for joining us for another edition of Boston Public Radio. Tune in tomorrow for a live dispatch from the DNC. We'll also check in with the Green Party's candidate for president, Jill Stein. That's noon to two tomorrow. I'm Callie Crossley. Boston Public Radio is a production of WGBH.